We have a wonderful example in Acts chapter 12 when Peter was imprisoned, and it says the whole assembly, the whole church, Acts 12 verse 5, Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And as we know, Peter was miraculously delivered, came knocking on the door, and the young lady who heard his voice ran back in, and said, "Peter's here." They thought she was crazy. You know, it's important to not only pray, but to expect God to answer too. So they were praying, but of course, maybe their thoughts of how God would accomplish this were different than how God actually accomplished it. But to think about this, that it says that the church was there. And I think if we did a survey in the room here of the various assemblies that are represented, I think we'd be saddened to hear that the midweek prayer meeting, whether it's a Tuesday night or a Wednesday night, is sorely neglected. And we know all the excuses, don't we? You know, there's I'm tired from work all day. We have child care issues. I'm going to have to get up early the next day. And so it becomes a habit to neglect the prayer meeting. And we're exhorted in Hebrews chapter 10, do not neglect the assembling together of yourselves, as is the habit of some. Mm-hmm. Let us not be in that category, brethren. Perhaps I'm speaking to all that this does not pertain to, because we're at the conference, and more than likely, if you're a conference goer, you're probably a prayer meeting goer as well. But to encourage the local saints to come in prayer. How sad it is, some prayer meetings, only one representative per family may show up, and in some cases, no one. And this is where the power is, as we've said. So may we encourage collectively to pray. Yes, very important. It's an outflow of my private prayer life. You know, if I'm not a praying Christian privately, the likelihood is I'm probably not interested in praying collectively. You know, we had a prayer meeting this morning. You know, make an effort to come to the prayer meeting before the conference. There's prayer in the midweek, prayer before conferences, prayer in my home, privately, personal. And to also make the distinction, when I come and I'm praying as a brother, I am the voice of the assembly. I'm not praying a personal prayer in the public prayer meeting. Mm-hmm. That's the same in the worship time or praying for our needs, and to know the have the discernment for that. So I'm a voice. And the manner in which I pray for someone else, there should care be taken, if it's in a collective way, for not as not to cause someone to stumble.
A question? In Acts chapter 3 and verse 1, it says that Peter and John went up to the temple of the hour of prayer, in the ninth hour. Could we learn anything from that? I also understand that the ninth hour was the hour time of the evening sacrifice. And it's significant. It's a significant pattern that you find in Scripture that some significant things happened at the ninth hour. One was Elijah on the Mount Carmel, and I think when the temple was wrecked, that was the hour of prayer as well. I wonder if there's any significance you might learn from that.
And I think this is the privilege of now we have access to God based on the work of the Lord Jesus. The sacrifice was completed, the work is done, and God accepted that. You read the same thing in Samuel when the children of Israel gathered to him, and he offered a suckling lamb, a little lamb. It was, again, as the offering went up, he prayed, and God answered his prayer in regard to scattering the enemy. So we have that privilege because the work is done, that we have free access to the presence of God now. We have a high priest in the presence of God on our behalf. We have the Spirit of God that make intercession for us. We have all of the resources to help us to approach boldly the throne of grace because we need help. Why we don't pray? I think it's very simple. Because we lack of nothing. were rich, increase was good, and lack of nothing. Why you ask if you have it all? And that is really the spirit that's coming upon us very much lately. We feel, well, we have it all. I mean, you know, yeah, it's a ritual. It's becoming ritual. But again, if the motivation is love and communion, if you like somebody, you want to talk with them. You want to talk. And all of us need to cultivate this whole principle that I don't know how to go on day in and day out without him. I need to realize that. I am not rich and increased with God and I'm in need of nothing. I need him every hour, as the hymn writer have said. I need to get direction and guidance. You're in a battlefield. You are in a battlefield and the enemy is shooting right and left at you. And if you are not in constant communication with the headquarters, and that's really the first thing that in any warfare, the first thing they teach us, go cut that communication line. Scramble the communication line so they could not talk to each other. That's, then you got it. And that's what Satan does. Cut that communication line. You don't need to pray. Or get up in the morning, say a couple of things that you want to say, and run. No, we need to learn to spend time. It's an expression of dependence. Mm. And if we don't express that, we think that we could go on our own. We are in the danger of being a Laodicean. Rich, increased with good, and in need of nothing. But as you have said, John, the work is done. The sacrifice is over. It's the 9 hours. So you come now with a wide door open to the throne of grace to seek grace, help in the time of need.
I just wanted to add something to what Brother Bill said. He made the comment that when one prays, he prays on behalf of all in the assembly. And the flip side of that is, if I'm sitting in audience, I'm to listen to that prayer and say amen. Because that's my prayer as well.
As long as you agree with it.
You're right. You're absolutely right. That's why you have to say amen if you agree with it.
Yeah, but again, that's the point that was earlier made, that in the prayer meeting, this is not the private. In my closet, there are many things that I could present before the Lord. But in the meeting, I'm the spokesperson of the whole company. So the prayer, and we need to learn that in the prayer meeting. And as a matter of fact, one other thing to encourage us, make it short and sweet. Make it short and sweet. Sometimes, you know, you fall asleep and you wake up and the brother is still going on. Because that's what usually happens in the prayer meeting. But seriously, let's make it short and sweet. You know, let's not just mention, I don't have to pray for everything. Maybe somebody else will mention a couple of the things that I forgot. So I don't really have, let's be a little bit specific in our prayer. As we have heard, God knows it all. It's a matter of communication. So make the prayer meeting a place where, because younger brothers get discouraged a little bit. Oh, I can't pray for 20 minutes. Like, don't. You know, first 5 minutes I pray with you. The next 5 minutes I pray for you. Stop. And the third prayer, 5 minutes I'll pray that you stop. So make it 5 minutes. Don't just go on and on and on. The Lord knows everything. It's just an encouragement for us because, again, the prayer meeting is vitally important for us to pray and to bring before the Lord collectively, to be the spokesperson, make